Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. So which direction do you find yourself at on the pendulum of either pain or progress? And think about a pendulum, how it swings back and forth. So on the one side, you can have it to where there is so much drama and you're in there, you're in the midst, you're making it happen, but all you can think about is, oh, please, let me have some relief. I just need it to be quiet for a little bit. And so then the pendulum swings all the way over to the other side, where it is calm, it is quiet, and you find yourself completely losing your momentum and your motivation until the next crisis happens and the pendulum swings over to the other side. This is the pendulum of pain, to where you constantly find yourself solving problems. And then there's a little bit of a reprieve in between the drama, but then you find that you lose your edge. You think it's because you're so exhausted from all the challenges that you just solved, but really it's not. It's the fact that your mind has been programmed and conditioned to only go after something when there are peak experiences, intense levels of feeling, which is the reason why you lose your momentum, your motivation to do anything when it gets quiet. So we have to discover the harmony between these two for you in progress. And that is going to come through praise and then gratitude. But I will tell you what, most people get these confused. So that's what I'm sharing with you today. After the feeling fades, will you remain? Will you be there to go, you know what? I don't have to have an outside challenge come in to tell me what I'm going to focus on, how I'm going to feel, and the actions that I'm going to take. I'm going to choose what I focus on that will determine how I feel and the actions that you take. But think of this. Gratitude is actually a low-level emotional state. It is not the peak that you're used to moving into to make progress. This is where praise comes in. Now, a lot of people think, oh, praise, like going to church and singing and worshiping. There is a great psychological basis to this, no matter how you perceive your higher power. So let's look at Joshua when he was told that the city Jericho was his for the taking, but he was an outside force coming in, and his higher power, God, told him that, yeah, these walls are going to come tumbling down. Even if you're not a Christian, you've heard the story, I'm sure, of Joshua marching around these walls, and you're like, well, how big would they have to be for a bunch of people to walk around them and then shout and blow trumpets and they fall down? Well, these walls supposedly were large enough for them to have chariot races on the top of them. Now, I want you to see this as the symbolism for the wall you're running into. There's something you've been promised, but you can't make any more progress because this wall that you're hitting. So God told Joshua, walk around the walls and be led by the trumpets, which that is a symbol for praise. Praise is whenever you're like, yes, this has happened before. It's going to happen again. Finding all the ways for it to show up. I can do this. My higher power has promised me this. We are making this happen together. I'm in a partnership here. There are promises that have been made. So can you see how that's different from gratitude? Because gratitude says, thank you for all the good that's already showed up in my life. And I know a lot of people will start their morning out with a gratitude journal, which then tells your subconscious, go ahead and recreate more of what you've already got. Well, that's not the challenge with you. The challenge with you is you've got big dreams, you've got big goals, but you're used to having to hit these walls and then ram your head against them again and again and again. And finally, by your brute force, they fall down. There's actually an easier way to make this happen for you, but we have to tell the subconscious that this is what it is supposed to do. Turn on your RAS, your reticular activating system, to find all the ways to make it happen. But your RAS is turned on by emotion. It's your dominant thoughts backed by emotion. And because like creates like, if that emotion is drama, if it's problems, if it's, oh, I always have to do this for other people, then your subconscious mind will find a way to make it happen for other people, but there is always going to have to be an intense level of fear and falling down and life screwing up. But if you turn it around and you start with praise, and you're like, boy, there's a way. I haven't seen this way before. I'm brand new to this, but this wall is simply a stepping stone to my next level of success. I've already been told what's on the other side of it belongs to me. So I am now finding all the ways that I can make this happen for me, because first I have to receive before I can achieve. And then because I'm blessed, I can be a blessing to others. This is how you turn it on. Now, in the evening, that's when you can go into gratitude. And I will tell you, I am not the author of these three questions, but this is how I like to close out my evening. What did I learn that day? And I learned something in a way that I'm going to be able to use it for the future. And then after that, what did I enjoy? Ooh, yeah. And then the third thing is, what do I want more of the next day? I do this a lot of times as I'm falling asleep at night, but sometimes before that, whenever I'm unwinding on the couch, before I go into bed, I do it the 45 minutes before I fall asleep at some point during that time period, because what you experience the 45 minutes before you fall asleep will be played out in your dream state 6 times more than anything else. Well, if I want my subconscious mind to use symbols, that's what dreams are. It's the symbols, it's the metaphors, it's the stories that we tell ourselves. If I want it to do that for my progress, well, then I want to be replaying more of what I want and how I want my powerful mind to go after even more of it. Bring myself out at my very best. What's my brilliance? What's my magnificence? What do I want to experience? Instead of replaying the problems from the day around other people, or maybe what was on the news, all the challenges that are happening in the nation, you replay that out right before you fall asleep, and then you're going to make sure that you're making life happen for everybody else, but because of your previous programming and conditioning, it's going to be done at the expense of you. We have to retrain your mind for the results that you want. All right. If you want a really fast way to do this, it's what's known as post-hypnotic suggestions. Those are suggestions that are given while you're in a hypnotic state that you will then use after the session to bring you out at your very best. So when you're facing that wall, you turn on the praise, you turn on your brilliance, And then after you've received all day and you're going over what you've achieved because of it, you're allowing yourself to take those lessons and turn them on for the next day so you don't have to relearn them. You get it quicker, easier, faster. If I can assist you with this, I've been a certified hypnotist for 17 years, an instructor for 15. If I can assist you with this, reach out to me, 1-636-699-7791. Either phone or text, let me know that you want to consult. Will you remain after the feeling fades? Yes, you will, because you have received, you then achieved, and now it's time to go after the next level of who you really are. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart, has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.